Is that a camera that'll make me look like a movie star?
It does. It's automatically. I have that setting on.
Oh, really?
But it wasn't necessary. It wasn't necessary. You already look like a movie star.
Yeah, sure, sure. When I look at some of those pictures, I hope you tear them all up.
Oh,
throw
come
them
on,
away,
Grandma.
Please.
We love them. We love them.
Oh, God. I never looked so bad.
So, Grandma, do you remember, where did you first meet Grandpa?
Oh, I worked with him.
You worked with
him? At Pullman, yeah.
At Pullman, okay.
Yeah.
And did you do clerical work, or?
Let's see. Everybody know where Quincy Street is?
Yeah. That's where it was, okay.
Yes, we had an office there. Yeah. That's where we worked together.
What did Grandpa do there?
He was just a clerk.
He was a clerk.
Just
okay.
A clerk. He really moved up with six, seven different jobs he had.
Did the two of you work there together for a long time? A few years, you think?
Yeah. Well, I worked 9 years for the Pullman Company. Hmm. And I don't know, then Grandpa got a different job and he went some other place.
Do you remember that? Did you feel like you were treated well at that company? Like it was a good job and they were nice people, or?
Yeah, no perks or anything like that.
Just show up to work, you get paid, and that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a half a day on Saturday, we'd work. So 44 hours.
44 hours a week. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
for $15 a week. Can you imagine that? Now
nearly would babysitters get an hour nearly. Sometimes.
Oh.
So did you have mutual friends at Pullman, and that's how you met each other, or was it just over time you just started to chat, or?
Let's see. How did we? I'm trying to think of how this all started. Did they ask us, this friend and myself, there was another fellow that she was seeing, you know.
Oh, okay.
And somehow or other I thought that they invited us to this dance, so the four of us went on to that.
Kind of a double date?
Yeah, and then the next time we invited them someplace. Although my first date with your Grandpa was a hockey game. I knew nothing about hockey, but he had called and asked if I'd like to, because some other girl stood him up.
Oh, yeah.
That was the beginning.
Wow. Now, do you remember liking him right away?
I don't know. I just went along.
Yeah.
But then the next time was a dance, that's right. They went to a dance, Pullman Dance.
Oh, it was sponsored by the company?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of dancing were people doing, do you remember? Was it ballroom?
Everything, you know, ballroom. Uh-huh. Yeah. And Charleston and all that.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Did you know how to do the Charleston dance?
I never was a very good dancer.
She was a great follower with Daddy. Any dance Daddy wanted to do, you would follow him.
He just dragged
around
along. Oh, he loved to dance. That was nice.
How long did you date before you got married, do you remember? In those days, did they date like a year or more?
I think 3 or 4 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because you got married later in life. You were about 25, weren't you, when you got married?
Yeah. 26.
Mm-hmm. Were you waiting for him to ask? Do you remember thinking, come on, ask me to marry you already?
No, I don't know. I just one day at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at that point, he must have left and went to another job?
Mm-hmm. He went to a welding company because I think they were doing government work during the war or something.
Okay.
And then he wouldn't be taken, you know, in the army. Yeah.
Oh, because he was working for the war.
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. What were they making? Do you have any idea? Were they making the actual, like, military
parts,
materials?
Parts or something.
Planes and whatever, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my dad died when I was 7.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother when I was, let's see, well, maybe 20. No. Is that right?
You said something like that, Mom. Yeah, sometime around 1820 was before, you know, you were married and everything. She died of cancer.
Yeah. And my dad was found in back of the counter at the store. My mother sent my little sister down to do something, I don't know. And there she found my father laying there, dead in there.
And she probably thought he was sleeping or something.
Yeah, she didn't know. But she came running back and said, Daddy needs help.
Mm-hmm.
And he was only 47. Mm-hmm. But he never took care of himself. He just, anything went.
Do they know how he died? Was it a heart attack or something? Or?
I suppose, yeah.
How was it for the family?
He was an alcoholic, so.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't very stable.
Yeah. Now, after your dad passed, how did that change the family? How was it difficult? Was it?
See, I don't know. We never thought of it as difficult. We never did anything. We never went on a vacation. Never went to a show or anything like that. Just stayed around the house, you know.
Yeah. So you guys never really did you not get out of Chicago at all until? You were an adult?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm. But funny thing, my father always thought of he'd like to buy a lot in Wisconsin and build a house.
Oh, no kidding.
And isn't that strange?
Yeah.
Francis does it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Now, your sister Verna got out of Chicago, Mom, because she was a dancer.
Yeah,
she was a dancer with who?
Yeah. She traveled. And
then she danced with Sally Rand or something, mm-hmm. The famous feather dancer?
Sally Rand's group, whatever they were.
Mm-hmm. So after your dad passed away, do you remember your mom having to not being around as much, having to work more or anything like that?
I never.
Just didn't really feel like things changed that much. I mean, aside from your dad being gone, it didn't really change the family's financial situation or
evidently
anything.
Evidently not. I know that one of the banks in our area closed, and I think she had about $5,000 in and lost it. They never paid anything, you know. Mm. Lost all that. And then somebody, some cousin or somebody, wanted her to buy a lot in Skokie, a business lot, and she did.
Okay.
I don't know where she got the money or not.
Yeah.
But when they started putting in the utilities, she was afraid she wouldn't have enough of money to pay for them, so somebody got the lot for taxes.
Oh, they just she had to kind of give it up.
Yeah.
And she kind of lost her money there.
Yeah.
And
I sometimes think all those worries might have had something to do with her getting cancer or something, I don't know.
Mm, mm. So then when you were 20, your mother passed away. And what did you do then? What did you and Verna was even younger, she was what, 17 maybe?
Well, I went to work when I was 15.
You went to work when you were 15?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I worked for Elfish Furniture. The factory.
Okay.
And
what kind of work?
Typist. Yeah, that's all I did was type.
And where did you live? Well, after your mother passed away, did you just keep the home that your
Helen took it.
Helen took the home.
Yeah, and Marie got married and went off to Wyoming, where her husband had a coal mine.
Okay.
Yeah. But that failed, so I don't know where they moved back. I think to Arlington, Virginia. He had a lot of jobs.
Really?
He was really smart.
Yeah.
But he was restless, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because they had a nice store for the new development, and they did good, you know. And then he got tired of that, and he took He got a cleaning business. One of these 1 hour.
Oh, sure. Yeah. 1 hour cleaners.
Yeah, he was the first one that did that.
Really?
Yeah. And he did very well in that, too. So, I don't know. He might have been restless, but he did. He made it paid off.
Yeah. Just stepping back, I thought I heard a story of your dad maybe driving a car a little recklessly once.
Yeah, well, he went out and got himself a car.
Uh-huh.
How did they do it those days? They must have just had a shift or something.
I guess so, yeah. They were pretty simple cars.
Because when they brought it home, he went right smack through the garage door.
Was that the day he brought it home?
Yeah.
You really?
Yeah. Kept going.
I can almost picture the old movie, you know, where you got the old car driving right through the wall.
I don't know. They had Hudsons, I think. Did anybody hear about Hudsons?
Sure.
Yeah? One of the first?
I believe so.
Yeah.
So he got a new car, but lost his garage door.
I don't think it hurt the car. I really don't know. It's just the garage doors.
So back to you and Grandpa. You were, when you first started dating, you don't really remember if you felt, if you really liked him right away or not?
I did not. I don't know how I can't remember really how I felt, but I always thought, gee, it'd be nice to have a real good job and maybe buy myself a car, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't really thinking of marriage.
Pretty independent, huh?
Yeah.
You guys dated for 3 or 4 years, huh, mm-hmm. before you got married.
Yeah.
And then you got married. Where did you get married? What, do you remember what church you
were in? St. Sabinus.
St. Sabinus.
Yeah.
That's in Chicago.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Was it a big wedding?
Oh, no. No. Just a small family, you know.
Sure.
And a reception at the home, Helen's house.
Oh, back at Helen's house, the house you grew up in?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When she was a little bit older, when they moved from 50 to
50. No. Well, this was nice.
It was a nice kind of was it like a brownstone? Would you call that a brownstone? Is that Nathan Laughlin? Yeah. I remember that. We used to go there all the time and have parties there.
Helen's house?
Yeah.
Oh, a little bungalow.
Yeah. Nice yard and that. Used to have lots of cabins there.
And then you and Grandpa, where did you move then? Did you move right after getting married? Did you move into a house right then?
Apartment, no. We just had a little apartment.
A little apartment.
Yeah.
And then what's the story of Roseland and buying the house there? I thought I heard some story about you being involved in buying the house. Or?
This sorority I belonged to, the girl had us all over to her home. And it was just about a block away from the place we bought.
In Roseland, okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. And I was asking her about it, and she was explaining, you know, it didn't seem so hard to buy when you had a rent, you know. So I don't think we had any kids. But I looked into it, and I went home and told Dad that we were going to buy a house. So we did.
And he went along with it, huh?
$60 a month.
$60 a month. Did you have to come up with money up front, do you think?
Maybe $700.
Okay.
Yeah. And we only missed one payment. And it scared us to death, and we never missed another payment.
No kidding.
Yeah, they told us, you know, I guess you could take the house away from you. I don't know.
Hmm. Did they scare you a little bit when you missed it? Did they kind
of? We never. That was the first thing they paid out of each paycheck.
Mortgage.
$60.
Yeah, need that roof over your head. So then you started having kids there, right in Roseland. How many kids were in Roseland? Did you have all 9 kids?
Let's see. No, I think in the apartment I had one. Yeah.
Maybe Judy was born there?
Mm-hmm. Then I think the rest of them all born in that house.
Yeah. And then did Grandpa start building bunk beds in Roseland? Yeah. He built all those, right?
Yeah.
How many bedrooms was Roseland?
Two.
It was just two bedrooms.
Two, and then a little back porch, which you could use in the summer only.
Okay. Yeah. Did he build up the porch so that it could be used year-round?
I think we had it built.
Okay.
With the house, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are two bunk beds in that back, and that's all that little porch fit. That's where four of the boys sleep.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you didn't share your bedroom.
What?
I'm guessing you didn't share your bedroom with any of the kids.
Maybe a crib in there.
Maybe a crib in there. Mm-hmm. Just for... Oh, yeah, how long did the baby stay in your bedroom? Would you keep him in there for just a couple months or for a year? Or?
Oh, I don't know. When I got too crowded for him, just pulled out a drawer and put the kid in the drawer. Especially... So the kids wouldn't shut the drawer.
Make sure they kept the drawer open. Where was the drawer? In your bedroom? Yeah. Would you do that usually? Yeah.
He always kidded and said, "Oh, open another drawer."
Oh, that's great.
Another nice memory, Dad used to really, he adored you, so every payday he'd go to Newmont Hosiery and buy you nylons or a slip.
Yeah, or a little house dress, yeah.
We knew to stay
not away. Every payday, whenever he had a little extra money.
And we knew to stay away from the bedroom that night. Of course, it was always locked anyway, so...
Okay. So with the kids, when you got all these kids in the house, what was it like doing groceries? Did you feel like you were constantly walking to the grocery store and back?
Yeah, pulling the wagon or something. I was so stupid. I could have probably had one of those push things, you know, but I never even thought of buying one of those. Yeah.
It worked.
But I pulled the wagon.
And you just pull the wagon to the grocery store every day. And
yeah.
Then you also had those once in a while you'd have the truck would come. What was that?
Oh,
called?
The Sexton.
Sexton?
That was a friend of Uncle Hughes, the Sexton family.
Okay. And how did that work?
Every month they would send us some groceries. You know, she'd call ahead of time, the secretary, and ask what I wanted to know, like vegetables, canned vegetables. Canned food and the lozenges and things.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw some pictures of
that. Helped us out.
I remember seeing some pictures of the truck. Yeah, big things of flour, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids back there grabbing them off the truck. Was that something you had to qualify for, or how did.
No, well, he would just arrange it with Mrs. Sexton.
And was it free?
Yeah.
And why did you get it for free? Why were you able to?
Well, because she was his friend, and he counseled her. And,
I see. And they did a service for families that needed...
Well, nobody else. I guess everybody else. They delivered to stores. But they would just drop off a few groceries.
On their way to the store.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. That would help.
Oh, I'll say.
Yeah.
Especially at Christmas time, too, a lot of Uncle Hugh's friends at Christmas time come over with bags of special.
Instead of giving them penance, he'd tell them, "Would you like to help my sister out?"
You're kidding, aren't you?
I think he did. Anyway, sometimes we got presents at Christmas time, you know, from friends of his. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's how we survived.
We all went to church together, didn't we, on a regular basis, like on, especially every Sunday, but on Thanksgiving and everything too, and we'd all be across the whole front row or one row, 11 of us.
Mm-hmm. Dad was so proud of his big family. But Joseph said, "Wasn't I ashamed? Didn't you just
say that?
Didn't you just say it?"
Never said that.
Weren't you ashamed to come into that church with all those kids?
I never said that.
No, somebody said that.
You said the nuns kept asking you after you had a baby that when you were about to get in the taxi to go home, they said, "Well, your family's big enough now, Mrs. Eichner."
Yeah.
And then when you came into the room every year with a new baby very pregnant, they'd say, "Oh, you're back with us again, Mrs. Eichner." Never been ashamed.
Yeah, those were the Were they the good old days or not?
Sounds like it to me.
Yeah. We don't have all these extra things to worry about. We're just trying to survive.
How did you cook a meal for 11 people?
I don't know. I often think of that.
A pan like that? Use one of those?
Oh, yeah. I often think of that. But, you know, when they got older, the boys, they could eat a little more. And then they'd be, well, where would they be coming from? Their jobs or someplace? And then they'd be going to the ball games or...
Vending.
Yeah.
Yeah. And many times they'd be coming home from vending, you'd be watching the baseball game to see when it's just about ready to get over, and then you'd start cooking right away.
Well, then I'd make sandwiches or something like that for them, you know, they'd be hungry. Yeah.
How did it feel in the house to you? Did it feel like you always wanted more room, or did you just feel like, oh, this is fine, I feel comfortable here, and this is the way it is?
I never thought about a bigger house.
No.
But we couldn't afford it though. Until everybody got working, then, yeah.
And these guys, what would they do? They would probably just get out of the house, huh? They're probably just always getting out to get some space.
They'd be vending a baseball game, and they'd come home and grab something to eat and grab a bat or something, and off they'd be going for their exercise. And imagine that. I don't know how they did it.
They just feel like the door was always opening and closing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean that they, after vending all those hours, you know, they still wanted to go down to the Palmer Park and play ball. Mm. They loved their sports, didn't they? Mm.
And then when did you move to Park Forest? Were the kids, did some of the kids move with you?
I don't know if Larry was, well, Larry is the one who steered us over there, and I think he was the only one that was in, he was still in Park Forest. But nobody else, he lived there,
mm-hmm.
But nobody else lived there. But I don't know.
He would have been about 22 probably, wouldn't he? Came back from college or something with Nan.
He was married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I never lived there. And I think some of your younger ones might have already been in college and coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you and Dad lived
just
there by
for
yourself.
The summer, you know.
How did that feel, to have the house to yourself after all those kids, all the guys are off?
Well, I don't think it was having it to ourselves for quite a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd you like those years with Grandpa in Park Forest?
Yeah, it was nice, yeah. That was a nice place to live.
It was a nice, all that greenery.
And you only realized it when you took care of Dad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Then
very
you
nice.
Said, well, now I realize how nice this is.
Yeah.
Maintenance free, $400 a month.
Is that what it was? $400
yeah.
a month?
Is that what it was?
Wasn't very much. It was real low like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, thanks, Grandma. That's, I don't know if anybody else wants to.
No, that's enough.
That's enough. Thanks, Grandma.
Good morning.
I'm not a good
sport.
What would we say that when you can describe and, you know?
I think you are though, Grandma. I'm amazed with your memory of these things from your childhood. I don't have those memories.
You know what I can't figure out, Mom? I can't figure out how you and Dad can take four children every summer on a one-month trip when Pullman Shop would close. You would take all four youngest children on a trip out in a station wagon with just a little bit of, like a tent on top, and everybody had their one little canvas bag for a month.
Yeah.
And, you know, how you handle that, how you dealt with that. I remember, like you said, something about Terry having an infection and started going up his leg, and he was bitten by a snake or something.
Yeah.
What did he do? He told Terry to put his foot in the bucket or something?
He was in the some kind of a, I don't know what it was, but he cut himself on a rock, and then his foot, his leg started.
Got infected?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're out.
They didn't stop at a doctor's or anything, just... We were the doctors.
Yeah.
Put his foot in the bucket while you're driving or something, you know.
Yeah.
But you had six people in a station wagon for a month.
I know.
How did you deal with that?
Yeah. Well,
keeping the kids quiet. Now we need videos and...
TV player.
Well, they were supposed to have each a book. One on rocks, one on trees, one on something else, you know. But, I don't know.
That was Grandpa's idea, right?
Yeah.
To hand out the books. He handed out the books. It wasn't their necessarily their interest. It was it was more of a study this.
Yeah. See, and then to stay in a tent.
Oh, is it one? Do you have one tent or a few tents for everybody?
Well, I think they have a little tent too on the side, you know, for extra.
You went all over the country. You went all over New Brunswick, you went all over Vancouver.
How come Pullman shops closed? That's one thing I couldn't remember. Somebody asked me why the Pullman shops closed for a month. Most places don't do that.
Oh,
you know why? Did they have to clean the steel or the mill or something?
I don't know why they did close.
Yeah, every year for a month. That's why you guys went on your long vacations.
Yeah.
There was a documentary recently about Pullman, the man Pullman starting in Indiana, about the number of his social gifts, I guess, in the city. So I wonder if that's... It probably wasn't a paid 3 month off, though, was it?
Was it a paid month off?
Huh?
Probably not paid. They didn't get a paid month off.
I think they got unemployment. They got something. It wasn't much, but they got something.
I think they didn't have work. Enough work. Huh? I didn't think they had enough work. So they slowed down.
I don't know why they did that just in the summer. Yeah.
I don't know, but they did that for 20 years and he enjoyed it every summer. He got the whole summer off. A rich man.
It was nice.
Right. I remember you used to go down twice to the wind in Florida. You go down to Florida right after September and you head down. We wouldn't see it until before Christmas. You'd come back for Christmas for 2 weeks, you'd be gone again. Off you went down to Florida and then all the way down to Texas, all the way across the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
Stay there till March, come back in March.
What about you all with all that fish? I often wonder. Sometimes we had good luck.
I know.
Well, we couldn't have eaten it all by ourselves. Maybe we gave it away, I don't know.
You used to come back looking 20 years younger and you'd have oranges, buckets of oranges, grapefruits, potatoes, sweet potatoes, all kinds of stuff.
Grandma, can I get you some coffee?
No, thanks. No? I'm set.
Okay.
I had my breakfast.
You had breakfast already?
Yeah. Did you?
No.
Could
we have some eggs in that pan?
Yeah. I guess Jack has one of those. I'm not sure.
Did he make those? Or is that bought? Did he buy that from someone?
I think we bought ours. I don't know. That looks kind of homemade, doesn't it, or not?
We're talking about this big pan that Mom and Dad would use at camperies and stuff, too, right?
Mm-hmm. We only use that thing.
Did you ever have any emergencies with the children? I mean, you had 9 children. I know Joe. Didn't Joe almost drown one time or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, up in Wisconsin. You guys had somebody came back and then he had a little run.
I thought somebody pushed me off the pier, didn't they?
That was
off the pier.
Any other emergencies besides Terry? Maybe, you know, when you're on that trip.
And Michael They're very
severe error, but otherwise you're pretty lucky through the years. Yeah. No broken arms and legs and stuff like that.
Time that Susan ran in the parking lot at the St. John's, and she had to scrape up 97% of her skin.
Yeah. When I was in third grade or something playing, you run a Red Rover.
It was like no part of her body that wasn't scraped with a big scar, and eventually
my nose, my ear, my chin, my knuckles, and my knees.
Her chest.
My chest, I remember that either.
You were like covered in scabs.
Yeah,
something
like that.
Really?
Yeah, like third grade.
Ultimately, we remember about our childhood.
Thanks, Joe. I kind of forgot about that. Thanks a lot. That was rough, yeah.
You'd fall off a bike?
No, Red Rover in the parking lot. All the kids are playing. And you'd just come running there.
Sorry about that.
We
can excise that.
I'm an editor.
He is? Yeah. Good editor.
Yeah,
but
that.
What else? Any other thoughts, guys? Any other questions?
I just had one question about the Back 40 book that I gave you. You were telling me that every night Grandpa would come home and you and he would sit in bed and talk about ways to change it?
Well, you know, I think, I'm trying to think if he wrote in longhand or if he typed it. And we go over it again, and then maybe if there were mistakes, I'd have to type the page again.
So you typed it for him?
Yeah.
But you used to take dictation, too, because he'd sit up there and all of us would be outside making rackets, and you'd be in there, and he'd be...
I didn't know how to take dictation.
Sure you did.
You thought she was doing dictation. They had a little noise.
But when you type, you had to use, like, carbon paper, didn't you? Like, didn't you make, like, 3 or 4 or 5... pages at a time or something, or like, or was it just like a duplicate of?
At least two, you know, the one carbon.
For the, so you could send it away and keep the other one for yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did we ever get any money for that story?
Did he
ever get any money for that story?
No. The Back 40?
Yes.
No.
Did he ever?
I don't even think he sent it in, did he?
Sure he did. A.J. Fierce. A.L. Fierce.
Fierce, I remember him.
The agent in New York.
But he was more involved with the first story.
Did you get any money for typing that? Did he pay you per page? Or?
Oh, are you kidding? He fed me.
Well, that's good. He housed you.
Where did you learn how to type?
Oh, I went to one, after 8th grade, I went to 1 year business school. Yeah. And I took some shorthand too, but I was always lousy.
What was the name of the school that you went to? Do you remember the name of the school that you want you to take the typing? I think it's still in business now, isn't it?
Let's see. Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, I thought it was the one that
was on the Englewood
business school.
Englewood? Yeah.
So you didn't go to high school, you stopped after 8th grade. Do you remember any of your aunts and uncles?
Aunts
and uncles or your grandparents? So you never met, did you meet your grandparents? Did you know your grandparents?
Well, I knew my aunt and uncle from Chicago.
Is that your father's side or your mother's side?
No.
Your mother's side?
Nobody on my father's side. I didn't know any of them. He had two sisters, I think, but I never met them. But
on your mother's side?
Yeah, my mother's side.
That was her.
And then a lot of them from Pennsylvania, they'd come and visit us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember their first names, right?
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, they got it all. They got it all. Good.
Oh, more babies.
Oh, here they come.
Emily, we love you.
Oh, you're going home?
I'm going horseback riding, but I think you'll be gone by the time you're back.
Oh, horseback riding?
Yeah.
my gosh, even the little one.
Yep. You want to go?
Oh, nice.
You want to go?
Okay. Have a good trip.